اوكي مستر، ازيك بشمهندس عبد الباري؟ اكيد مستر بلخ. ازيك بشمهندس دانيال الفيل؟ بس يشوف فاوك رفور شليمة شلومو زالمن من راسيا رفور شليمة من احمد من رينا. اوكي، we are a packet, we're still in packet 12. We're doing maybe the day machine, we made an offic mine and all these things. And the last thing we wanted to do was the tshuva from Rav Moshe. On page 20, that she says, "Inyan shir shishim mikiluach cholov tachas kedera shel basar." On page 20, in packet 12, the tshuva was written to his brother. Achi, right, Moshe's brother. That's why there are a lot of the name Mordechai comes up in the Feinstein family because of the Reb Moshe's brother. So can somebody? I think we need to mute. There's some.
Seems like everybody's muted.
Yeah.
But it happens again.
Okay. So this is a child. Masha mistapachta, page 20. Benishma chalav al ritzbas hatanur. So milk spilled on the oven. B'halach hakiluch ad kedeva shel basar. And the puddle of milk went till the pot of meat, for nagabo, and it touched the pot of meat. So the pot of meat obviously is so in the oven. It's very hot. So the question is, how do you do shishim, right? Do you do shishim connected the whole puddle? Do you need shishim in the milk connecting the whole puddle, or do you need shishim just connecting the part that actually touches part of the puddle that touches the pot? So, Mamashin is the pot of the Mishpachal of Ritzbus, a tanor, a holoch, a kiluach, ad kedevish, a boss of a nogabo, imtsarach shishim connecting kol a kiluach, beachashim chubar beachad, o sagi negan mashin of noga bekedera. In other words, is it the whole puddle or just what part of the milk that touches the kedera you need shishim? In other words, so Rav Moshe's brother, his opinion was that you need 60 keneged the whole puddle. The bolei mikulo me'achas shemechuber kmo kedeva shemolas mikol masha besocha. Right, it was just like if you have food in the pot. So the bliya into the pot is going to be from everything in the pot. Ach me'ataz can you egev shem toras chatas masha mirak neged masha nogem mikdeir b'ir. So this is, we've been referring to this piece many times this year. So now we'll actually see it inside. That one could make a distinction between lach and yavish. Right, in other words, why does the Gemara have this only by Chal? Abayzu Shaykh B'chol Yisurim. It's not only did by chal, by any kosher meatball or kosher meatball and milk. You know, it's shaykh to everything. Why was this? Yeah, right. Mirashba the dafka chal boy lehu mishum chal atzma mutter. So he says maybe it's only special to chal, but we'll have to learn more about chal to understand that. But Ramosha writes on the top now on the left side, the tzarech lomar davar chadash should be isurim af im hayinu yodim l'sha'er kol mai enofik b'nei nami hayi tzarech l'sha'er b'didei mishum dehu midin borov v'lo misafik b'tam d'yish koch b'chol davar liti tam at shishim kimoso b'tam d'enofik b'nei af shuha dayin kayim v'lo nimoch. So that's the thing, that a kezias of, say, a meatball can eject the tam of a kezias. And then the meatball won't disappear. Because the tam and the end of the meatball are two different things. Every kezias meatball ejects a kezias of tam from itself. And then, but then you don't say, well, now the meatball disappears. No, the meatball is still there. I still stand there. But it has its ability to eject the tam of the shear of the meatball. This is Rav Moshe's, this is the big chiddush of Rav Moshe, that the be'en of a dover yavish ejects the amount of tam commensurate with how big the be'en is. So therefore, you don't say, well, how could I say that the meatball gave a kezias into the, you have a meatball that went, a treif meatball that went into rice, and I cooked it, and now I take the meatball out, it's still here. It didn't disappear. I still have to be mishayer a kezias meatball. You don't say, well, if it's really a kezias, then why do we have the meatball still here? So the Moshe says the be'en and the tam are two different, two parallel things that are happening.
Rabbi, according to this, Rav Moshe, aren't b'didei and b'matanah b'dei, can we the same share?
No, because didei means that if I have a kezias of a meatball, then didei means that for sure it ejects a kezias worth of tam. That's b'didei. Not b'may denofik minei is different. In other words, b'may denofik minei is going to work with the idea that, in other words, you're saying, well, once we're saying this yisod, then my denofik minei is the same thing. That's what you're
right. Right. And any shita that splits between b'didei and b'may denofik bay.
Yeah. So he's saying that the idea of my denofik minei would mean a hashara of how, in other words, it would be a hashara of how much actually came out based on the fact that there's still the ed and there's still tam. In other words, because if you would, let me take it a step further. If you would taste the meatball, it's strafe, you can't taste it, but if you would taste it, you would still, it wouldn't be like a stick. It would still have taste to it. Like Rav Abadi once said to me, a stickholz. It wouldn't be just like a piece of wood. It would still have a taste to it. So therefore, you Yerushalayim, how much do you think of the tam actually did go out? Then he says, ah. But then he writes this tshuva is a tremendous chiddush, you know, this tshuva of Rav Moshe. because you'll see in a second on page 20. Achadayin tzarich lahavin b'dover lach v'gol mecholov Hashem and v'yayin shavade in shayich lomer diyotzi kol atam v'sharu acholov Hashem v'hayayin below tam v'rat b'dover yovish shayich zeh v'kein ulay bar yosef v'shishim. So he says, but b'dover lach, it's not that way. B'dover lach, it's not that way. By Dover Lach, the Tam and the Be'en are the same. So there was this idea that you, there are two parallel things going on. There's the Be'en and the Tam, and even though the Be'en is still here, the Tam, it's like the Tam is ejecting. By Dover Lach, the Be'en that got into the Taruvus, that is the Tam. So if the Be'en is still here, then the Tam is still here. So that's what he writes. Achadayim, page 20. Tzarech lahavim b'dover lach g'gon b'chol of Hashem v'yayin shavada ein shayich lomar diyotzei kol ha-tam kishar v'chol of Hashem v'yayin b'lo tam t'rat b'dover yovish shayich zeh yimkein ulay bar yosef b'shishim g'gon b'yam ha-shem nivatal gam b'nimoch v'shem d'kim lul rabbanu that chatich ha-ach sheyotzei ha-tam u'ke'etz b'alma shein osir shuv ala b'lach sholech zeh lomar n'shar ha-tam b'n'shar yitzarach yosef b'shishim tzarech lomar Debora de Lugmar de Balach and Yotze Klal Tam below Taruva Sa'etzim. In other words, you don't have it. If there's no ejection, nothing is being ejected. The Tam is the Be'en. So if there's Tam in there, that means the Be'en went in there. Yesha Lavo Tam below Mamish. Avo Ein Tam Balach Yosef Bidover Yovish Yovish. But it's the same thing. But that's the so. Therefore, it comes out an unbelievable thing that Ramosha is saying now to his brother, and that is if after you cook lach in a pot, and now how much lach is still in the pot? 99.9%. Right? If you take a metal pot and you put milk in it, right? How much milk actually went in? I mean, especially the pots that we have today. You know, in those days the pots were like clay, and the mamish went in. You know, that's why we mentioned in my other shiur, we're going to talk eventually about do we have, what's the status of pottery bisman hazeh if it's glazed and it doesn't really seep in. So does that have the status of real plicheris of we're going to see. Rav Abadi is of the opinion that bisman hazeh, he says the things are glazed, that they don't go in. So maybe he's not the first one to say that, even though it's not the generally accepted shita. But he says the metzias. Metzias says it doesn't go in. So, but Rav Moshe says that the maisa by a davar lach, if after you do the cooking, you still have the be'en. So then you only have to be mishaya, connected. Even the man davar b'didei, that's only by a davar yavish. But there's no such thing by a Dover Lach. A Dover Lach, if it's here, then it did go in. Wow. And it's interesting that he wasn't the first one to say this. There's a tshuva in the Netziv. I saw this many years ago in some Torah journal that put together the Rav Moshe and the Netziv. The Netziv in the Meshiv Dover says this. So therefore, Rav Moshe told his brother, if you have a puddle, right, and 99.9% of the puddle is still there. So then you don't have to be shy connected that part because that part didn't go in. You only have to be shy at the parts that maybe have went in. Now that's what he writes here, the same idea, the Netziv on page 24. Avo, you see where the arrow is. Im haya guma tachas a gedeira in ismala yisalach. Say you had a gedeira, and then there was milk. And there's a little hole underneath the gedeira. So it's not a hole, an indentation. And the milk gathers up in that little indentation. So that part is still there. After you cook, it's still there. So then why do you don't have to be shy connected to that. Wow. So this is a very, it's a very big kiddush. Very big kiddush. Okay. So that's what he's saying here. But as Rabbi Tuchman said, somebody asked him from the OU, Pasha says we don't usually assume like that in halacha. But could be we assume l'chubra, even though the mice, the be'ed is there. So if the be'ed is still b'chutz, so it didn't go in. Unless you want to say something like what he said by a davar, Yovish to say even by a davar lach, okay. Okay, so that's the thing. Then let's take a look now. In the Chavos Das. On page 26. Is there a gedeira? Ein chiluk ben kli mateches ukli cheres. Af al gav ein b'mashe b'kli levatel hakli mikol mokum ufamim shorochav hagedeira gadol unechush tadak v'davka b'gedeira she'inu yodea kama nishtam shubo toch b'eis le'esel. Yodea kama nishtam shubo toch b'eis le'esel ein tzorech v'shayar rak neged habaluobo. Tochem ve'is le'is, the Mashiach Nishtamish Bo Kodem ve'is le'is, who knows the time of Gam. We Nishtamish Bo Kizayis Bosser, Imamayim, in Tzorech L'Shaya Neged Kol HaKizayis, Rach L'fi Shir HaMedum B'Mamayim. So, if you cooked water together with a meatball in a pot, so he says, you don't have to be Mishar Kenegan the whole Kazayas and say the whole Kazayas because the pot has water in it. So so you have to calculate the water together with the meatball. If the water's together with the meatball, so then part of it is part of the time that's going in is from the water. So that part is being monea some of the meat. Because really the meat gives out the whole thing, the whole time of kazayas. But the water is also giving out. So imshtamish bo kazayas basa imayim in tzarach l'shayra neged kol kazayas rach l'fi shir habedubla b'mayim. It was because meduba mayim means it's mixed with the water. So if it's mixed with the water, so then the water is also going to give parts. Okay, so that's. What's that? Okay, we'll start. Okay. One second, let me see what else, if there's anything else I wanted to show you here. Okay, I think we'll start with this packet now. We'll go on now to the next packet. Okay, so the next packet is about different shiurim. As we know, there's a din of rov, and there's a din of shishim. So, but the question is, what about other? Are there other shiurim besides shishim in halacha? We know truma is batal b'meya, so we're going to try to go through different areas in halacha and see what is the shiur bittul in those areas of halacha. Okay, so let's take a look. A truma, page 13. A truma, truma, smaisha, shal, maya, chalav, abikurim, olim, be'echad, umeya. So these things are batal, echad, umeya, which start from zeh, im zeh. It's sarchal harim. Right, in other words, even though truma is batal, but you still have to give to the kohen. In other words, truma's batal means it's not going to ruin the rest of the food. But truma is a din of dinei mamonos. It's gezel hashevet. It belongs to the kohanim. So memela, if a kazayis of truma fell in and became batal, so then. So then it doesn't say, so therefore you get to keep it, right? There's a whole sugya of beitzim. Mamona ain't a batal, right? If your money falls into my money, you don't say, oh, it's batal, I keep your money. No, mamona ain't a batal. So truma is also mamon. It's mamon hashevet. So all these things that have a din truma, truma smaise, chala, they all have the shir of echad meya, and it starts from zeh and zeh. Because they all have a shame truma. The tzarach laharim, but in the end, you could eat the whole thing, but you still have to give back the kohen the amount that fell in. But orlov kilei kerem only mechad masayim. But orlov kilei kerem is about the 1 in 200. Would start from zeh zeh. Right, because there's no din of there's no gezel hashevet by kilai and by orla. These are just isur hanach. There's no gezel hashevet. So So that's another halacha. A halacha of or truma is bemeya and kelayim and orla is bemasayim. And we'll see that it's explained. We'll see who explains it this way. Is because Yisuri Hanoa, they were machmir with the shear. Things that are Yisuri Hanoa, they made the shear from 100 to 200. So Orla Kilei Akerim, that's brought down that it has double shear because it's because it's Yisuri Hanoa. Yeah, take a look at the Bartanur here on page 2. Second line, if you should kafal isuro shu osu bahanoa kafal al yosu with tzarech masayim. But since it has a double isur, not only an isur achila, but an isur hanoa, so then it also gets a double, not only 100, it's the masayim. Well, now there is a din of chal. We mentioned the din of chal, so let's speak a little bit about chal. It will be a separate shear of chal, but chal is the udder of the animal, so it's sort of like a sponge or a pouch. So in the chal, say if the chal is the shear of the meat of the chal, is 10 kizasim, then inside the chal is 10 kizasim of milk. Okay?
We try the same in and out.
So as the chal is meat, but inside there's milk that's absorbed in the meat.
The milk inside
the
kizasim or the meat and the milk?
No, the milk is 10 kizasim. So I'm giving you a number. It could be 5 kizasim. The meat, the composition of the basar hakichal is 10 kizasim. If that's what it is, then it's 10 kizasim of milk inside as well. Okay? Now, if you would take the kachal, now the milk inside of the kachal is milk midrabban, because it didn't come out yet, right? It didn't come out of the it wasn't milked yet, right? So it's the chal is the animal. So it never came out. So it's only milk midraban. So if you would take the chal, say, and then you say the animal's dead, it's shechted, and now you take the chal. And you cook the chachal with other meat. So basically, you have the chachal, which is, say, 10 kizasim. You have the milk inside the chachal, which is also 10 kizasim. And then you have a pot of other meat. So the kachal itself, the moser hakachal, is kosher meat. But it has milk in it, so you're not going to eat it. But, so you can't, practically you can't eat it. But the question is, if you would put this kachal, which the kachal means the kachal has meat and it has milk inside of it, which you would press on, and then the milk would come out, and you would put it in a kadeira with other meat. So then the halacha is that you only need 59 kezesim to be mutter. In other words, if there are 59 kezesim of meat, then the kechal with its milk will not negatively affect the meat in the pot. In other words, again, you have the kechal. We said the kechal. Let's make it easy. The kechal is the kezayis. The milk inside of the kechal is the kezayis. And then you have, and that falls into a pot of 59 kezesim of meatballs. So the halacha is that kechal is mechamishim v'teisha. So the simple pshat, the Rashba says, is very pashut. Because in order to keep the milk kosher, the meat kosher in the pot, so you need shishim. So the milk, the meat will provide, in the pot will provide 59 kezesim, if that's what it is. The kechal will provide one kezayis. And the milk in the kechal is one kezayis, so 59 plus one, Keneged, one is batal b'shishim. One, 59, because that's how the Rashba says. It's very pashut, the Rashba says. It's because if you would have milk, say stam milk, and it would fall into the meat, you would need shishim keneged. So here, the way to do shishim is with 59, because 59 and the kechal itself provides meat, so that provides another kezayis. So 59, 1 is 60, and then the milk inside is batal. That's what. Let me show you the Rashba inside. What page is the Rashba? Mm-hmm. Page 9. Yeah, take a look. No, is it? Oh, one second. Yeah, look in the page 9 in the Rashba. Two lines before the line gets wide, in the middle of that line. The kachal sheitir b'shishim u'chal min aminyan, hainu mishum degufo shekachal basar. The guf ha-kachal is basar. V'roi would start him ha-basar, levat ha-lachol v'shamo, v'shuk sav l'mal. You need shishim to mevatel the tam. Taruva ad sheyem behem to shishim kenegdo. So that's what it is. That's how he says. But who says differently than the Rashba is the Rambam. The Rambam says a different word, bechlal. That's from the page of the Rambam. Yeah, page 7. Aval kechal shen is bashal in rabosa b'shishim kam ben amini ho ala kechal midivreim. Kimo she biyarnu. Ikil b'shirur. He says, no, the pshat is not because of 59 and what. The pshat is kechal. What are we trying to mevatel in the kechal? The milk. The milk is now, the kechal fell into a pot of other meat. Now the problem is the milk is going to come out and asim. But that milk that's going to come out, right, is only what? Yidrabanan. Because since when the kechal is in the pot, that means the animal is already shechted and the kechal was cut off. And now put in the pot. No. So that's called Chalav Shchuta. Chalav Shchuta, if the Chalav didn't come out of the animal while it's alive, it's only milk midrabban. So it's only midrabban. The holy Isser is only midrabban. It says in the Rambam, Manu Yisod, any Isser midrabban doesn't need Shishim, only needs 59. And that's the Rambam. Chalach Yudkesel. Chal Shem is Basha on Basha B'Shishim, Chal Menabinim, So this is a totally different shot than the Rashba. The Rashba says that that the pshat is that that it's not 59, it's 60, because you have 59 from the meat there, and then you have one from the chal provides one unit. So it's 59, 1 is 60, and it's mevatel the milk. The Rambam says, no, it's not because of that. Even if you'd have an Issa Derabbanan, Bichlal, say you have some type of Issa Derabbanan, an Issa Derabbanan, so an Issa Derabbanan, any Issa Derabbanan doesn't need, Mimbim Shein Amino doesn't need Shishim, only needs 59. So that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba. What's pshat chal? The Gemara says the chal is 59. That's a beferish Gemara. The only question is that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba. What's pshat in this halacha of 59? So according to the Rambam, we have a new halacha. A new halacha that dinim derabanan a batel b'chamishim v'teisha. One second. That's what the Gemara says in Chulin here in the packet 12, on the first page, Sadi Zayin Amar Beis, Amar Rav Nachman Gid B'Shishim and Gid B'Haminyan, Chal B'Shishim U'Kachal Min Haminyan. That the milk of the Chal is bottled B'Shishim, but the Chal counts as one of them, one of the Shishim. So therefore you only need 59. So 59.1 is 60. So Rashba says, okay, that makes sense, because that's what you have, but the Rambam says no. It's a new halacha. It wouldn't be only be by chal. It would be all dinim derabbanan that a nesarev b'mishen amino only need 59 to be nesarev. And that's the Rambam. Now there'll be more about chal, but okay. I think we're going to stop here for now. So that's what I want to show you today. Is there Moshe, and then we did the Truma and the Orla, and we'll have to see what else there is in this video. Okay, so Be'ezu Hashem, I'm going to be giving the regular the shiur soon in a couple of minutes about the what you call the Bavli Yerushalmi shiur. Be'ezu Hashem, those that come to my shiur tonight. The West Side Shear this week is going to be Monday night tonight at 8:30, not Wednesday night. Be'ez Hashem. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue. Those come to the next year in a couple of minutes, 11 o'clock. We'll continue. Be'ez Hashem.